stores buy us beer.
The one at
Sherwood Forest.
The one at Sherwood one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we used to get plastered down there too. Yeah, the place, famous place we get plastered down there.
Boy.
Sherwood. Maybe we should find that. Nowadays, though, not even too much that time. Yeah, and everybody's so down on that kind of
the drugs,
drinking and driving and stuff like that. So
oh, yeah.
DUI.
Yeah. I got caught a couple of times, though, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I never go get insurance for a few years. No. About 6-7 years, I know my insurance. I own cars. But I get it back. But the cars I get, you guys give me. Or buy real cheap.
Uh-huh.
I'll go scrape license plates on. Put them on my car. I'm around. No tell nobody then.
With all the tape.
Yeah, but as long as you're not a
player. It's all confidential, you know. Anyway, maybe we should start with other part. Even in the letter, she's something about this task. Yeah. This is actually, this task is not for you. I mean, it's not written for local people.
Mm.
What they want to do is they wanted to test.
See our point of view.
Well, they wanted to test mainland people actually in how they can learn a second language, and in this case, how they can learn Pidgin.
Mm.
You know, if they can learn Pidgin.
Yeah.
So they made this test, but what we're trying to do is we're going out to the public, the local people, and seeing how. What they think about it and how they do on the test.
I think that is top secret for teach them how to talk like us.
Top secret.
Yeah.
top step. Not top secret. Top secret. anyway, so when you do this, just think we're not testing you in. Okay, what we want is we want to know if this test is okay.
Mm.
Basically, you know what I mean? Because we're up at UH and we're doing all this kind of shit, but we don't know if we're doing it right or not. You know, it's kind of hard. So, anyway, if you read this first part right here, just read this section here, and then I got a place. It describes that, okay?
So you want the world to talk Pidgin?
Oh yeah, why not?
Mm. So we can all come one nation again.
Yeah. You gotta teach her how to talk Pidgin.
I did.
She no talk Pidgin.
But she talking a little bit good right now because.
Oh, because I
said she talking good English because she was raised in America.
Oh. I don't know when I call her up when I talk to you. I think you're holy wife though. You got an answering machine?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I called one time I think and never
it didn't go on?
It wasn't on. Before, you know, the first time I called it before that. It didn't go on and the next time I called and
it was on. Yeah, sometimes it's not. If he remembers when he leaves.
When I call him up too, that one time, I said, hello? I mean, I waited like, someone answered the phone. Nobody say anything on the other side. I said, hey, funny guy in this phone. I said, hello? Hello? And then I hear you go, hello?
Hello, hello?
You don't say nothing. That's why you okay. So anyway, I want to do three parts here, just one, two, and three, and then we're going to leave four out. So basically, what I get is, I have this other tape recorder, I'm going to listen to the stuff I need to. Any questions for the first part? You sort of understand what they want to kind.
The first part?
Yeah. Listen
to the tape, huh?
No, I mean, the paragraph part.
Or this?
Yeah. Anyway, so let me play this stuff. If you turn the page, then we get an instruction on the next page.
Task 1, repetitions. You will hear 20 sentences. Each will be repeated twice. After the second time, say the sentence out loud exactly as you heard it. 1. Carol Dangon buys strawberries. Carol Dangon buys strawberries.
All you gotta do is...
Carol Dangon buys strawberries.
Yeah. 2. His name begins with the alphabet J. His name begins with the alphabet J.
His name begins with the alphabet J.
3. Get too much crying nowadays. Get too much crying nowadays. 4.
Get too much crying nowadays.
I think I know what kind of movie that. I think I know what kind of movie that.
I think I know what kind of movie that.
5.
My son like that.
Tastes good, that's why I like him. Tastes good, that's why I like him.
Tastes good, that's why I like them.
6. How much time are you going to need for finish? How much time are you going to need for finish?
How much time are you going to need for finish?
7. He was cold when he cockroached the plate lunch. He was cold when he cockroached the plate lunch.
He was cold when he cockroached the plate lunch.
8. She will learn her alphabets already. She will learn her alphabets already.
She been learning her alphabets already.
9. No more too much marriages like that. No more too much marriages like that.
No more too much marriages like that.
10. Look and handle. Try rest, Richard. Look and handle. Try rest, Richard.
Look and handle. Try rest, Richard.
11. Post the Edward Everside. Post the Edward Everside.
What is it? You know what he said?
You have the word Everside.
No, I get hard time here, son.
I don't get to use a sentence.
Oh, now I gotta say.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul still work the other side. Everside.
12.
Bye bye, Asus Gringo. Bye bye, Asus Gringo. Bye bye, Asus
Gringo. 13. You don't go no place no more. You don't go no place no more.
You don't go no place no more.
14. I know who the guy, he's in my street. I know who the guy, he's in my street.
I know who the guy, he's in my street.
15. You don't buy no need kind of stuff. You don't buy no need kind of stuff.
Oh, you get nice.
I know who the guy, he's in my street. 15. You don't buy no need kind of stuff. You don't buy no need kind of stuff.
What is it?
They don't buy no need kind of stuff.
They don't buy what?
No need kind of stuff.
Oh, they don't buy no need kind of stuff.
16. I can have one glass of water. I can have one glass of water.
I can have one glass of water.
17. I shame talk to her, she's so pretty. I shame talk to her, she's so pretty.
I shame talk to her, she's so pretty.
18. What she went do, so stink was. What she went do, so stink was.
What she been do was so so stink was.
19. Where you was yesterday, 3 o'clock? Where you was yesterday, 3 o'clock?
Where you was yesterday, 3 o'clock?
20. 20. She the lady catch bus all the time. She the lady catch bus all the time.
She the lady catch bus all the time.
Test 2. Reading passage. the tape passage once. Afterwards, read it out loud.
Okay. You go in here. The guy will read this over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards...
Me read them.
Yeah. Then try read them to how, you know, like how they read them. See if the friend, how close you got.
Okay.
Okay. So you can just follow right now if you're reading a thing. Get some words, you know. I shouldn't tell you, but get some words kind of like you never seen this spelling before. Like this is being less. They spell a little bit different.
Yeah,
it's like pigeon way.
They spell them like sound. Sound.
Yeah.
Hey, so what? You been watching television or what last night? Hardly get anything good on it nowadays. I tell you, real junk not a program this show. And especially late part, only get nothing but commercial. You know that kind like get the guy to real estate who make his millions so he teach people how to become a millionaire now. And get another guy who sells a sunglass called Blue Doctor. Every time the same thing over and over. She, I think he must be planning money for the commercial, no disguise. Me, I like watch sports and action kind of movie. That's the best of that kind.
Yeah, so what? You been watch television or what? Last night? I didn't get anything good on, yeah, nowadays. I tell you, real junk, not the program they show. And especially late part, only get nothing but commercial. You know the kind, like, get a guy stay real estate who can make me his million. So he teach people how to become a millionaire now. And get another guy who sell one sunglass called Blue Blockers. Every time the same thing over and over. See, I think they pay plenty of money for the commercial. Not these guys. Me, I like watch sports and the action kind movie. That's the best. Eh? That kind.
Okay. This, the third test is it's about your long instruction, you know. Tells you what the kind. Tells you what this is about. It's you know, just we'll talk about it, but basically what they're telling you here is that
yeah.
You even in pidgin English too, you get good pidgin and you get bad pidgin.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what they're talking about.
In the next part of the test, we ask you to decide if the sentence is correct or incorrect. To help you decide, here are some examples of correct and incorrect sentences. Even if you have never been taught rules about what makes a sentence good or acceptable, you can have a feeling about it. For example, in standard English, you probably feel that sentence one is a possible sentence. One, John is likely to win the race. It is a correct and good standard English sentence. However, sentence two, John is probable to win the race, should sound weird and wrong, even though all the words are English, in the right order, etc. In pidgin, there are also good correct sentences and bad incorrect sentences. Sentence 3 should sound like a good and correct pidgin sentence. 3. The plant in the house did die. But sentence 4. The plant in the house go die. Should sound weird and wrong or incorrect. Here are some other examples. 5a. That stereo more junk than mine. 5b. That stereo is so junk than mine. A should sound like a correct sentence. B should sound like an incorrect sentence. 6a. I seen Tommy yesterday. He not say hi. 6b. I seen Tommy yesterday. He never say hi. A should sound like an incorrect sentence. B should sound like a correct sentence. Remember to choose depending on how you feel about the sentence. Try the following sentences. Decide if they are correct or incorrect. 7a. After the movie, we go eat something. 7b. After the movie, we went go eat something. 8a. They like the kind stuffs. 8b. They like the kind junks. These last four sentences mean different things, but they are all correct in pidgin. To help you decide if a sentence is correct or incorrect, think about these things. Do you say this kind of thing yourself? Do you hear other locals say this? Can you imagine someone local saying this? If you said yes to these, then mark the sentence Y for correct in pidgin. If you said no, then mark N for incorrect. Make sure if you mark N, meaning that it is an incorrect sentence, that it isn't because of the spelling or because you don't like the sentence. If you say it is, is an or an incorrect sentence, try to give the reason why. Examples could be, no locals would ever say this. One of the words shouldn't be there. A word is missing. Something is in the wrong order. Part of the word is wrong. Decide if it is correct or not. Circle Y for yes and for no. If no, then write why it is incorrect.
Okay. So then turn the page to the next one. So you go you're gonna read 40 sentences. Okay. So you listen to the sentence, and if you think the sentence is correct, then you mark Y.
Yeah.
If wrong, then you write no. And you know what? You know what the best Rakai thing to do is to, you know this part right here?
Mm-hmm.
The page before.
Open them up.
Yeah, on the bottom, this is what I tell people, it's kinda hard for Rakai. Listen to this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 five reasons why you think the sentence is wrong.
Mm.
Maybe. Marco, you go just Marco 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh. Then when you write over here no, and you think why, then you can just put the you can just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and okay. You can write the reason. Or if you think something else, then you can just write something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Task 3, oral grammaticality judgment. You'll hear 40 sentences, each one twice. Decide if the sentence is possible in Pidgin. If it is not possible, try to write why it is not. Circle Y for yes and for no. 1. Small kid time, she needs any kind of medication. Small kid time, she need any kind of medication.
Small kid time, she...
You want to hear it again, tell me.
Not really. No sound, time to... Small kid time. She... I would say all kind of medication. Small kid time, that one said any kind of medication.
2. 1. Small kid time, she needs any kind of medication. Small kid time, she needs any kind of medication.
How about say that kind? Me, I say that kind. She needs all kind.
So then, yeah, so if you write, if you didn't know them, you look over here, then maybe something like, maybe one of the words shouldn't be there, or no local would ever say this, or
something is wrong,
or part of the word is wrong, or something like that. Or you can write something, you can say like, I will use different word, or something like that.
Use Y O U S E.
U S E.
Use all. All instead of any.
Yeah, okay. Actually, if you.
Everything what you tell me wastes time.
Everything I don't know, forget the sentence.
2. Everything what you tell me wastes time.
See that
everything
part.
What you tell me wastes time.
Everything you everything you've been telling me wastes time. because it's our best dance.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
Maybe a word is missing then, yeah. Okay, right. You can write the takai.
Or the kind shotgun.
Yeah.
I think you've been now.
Okay. Actually, you can. What you can do there is
just the numbers, like six.
No, this is let's see.
Something.
The word is missing, yeah, because the bean is missing, yeah.
Is missing,
so you can just write that down.
Yeah. And four would be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, after that you can. Okay. And the other thing is, we said taping too, so we can. I can hear. If you just tell me that, I can hear the reason too.
Okay.
Three. Please peel the water. Please peel the water.
Please peel the water. Why? One.
Four. I cannot pick you up, I late, that's why. I cannot pick you up, I late, that's why. Five. The kids have peeled out their rooms. The kids have peeled out their rooms.
What is right?
Number?
Five. You say number five.
Oh, why?
Yeah, four is why, yes, and no need.
That's
only
right.
If no.
That's right. The kids have been peeled out their rooms.
Broke your paper if you don't make them right.
Okay, that's good.
Eight. Stay the vacuum cleaner well. Stay the vacuum cleaner well. Nine. Oh, wait, look my car. All bust up. Oh, wait, look my car. All bust up.
The rugs they cover with dog hair.
The rugs.
Eleven. Long time she stepped up the phone. Long time she stepped up the phone. 12. My sister fix her when the guy. My sister fix her when the guy.
My what? Sister what?
13. 12. My sister fix her when the guy. My sister fix her when the guy.
My sister fix her when the guy.
She cleaned that soy. She don't lie, she cleaned that soy.
nice and clean this way. I don't know what that means.
Some skater was hooked on.
Yeah.
16. Heard them uncle and buy new car.
Who's on?
Heard them uncle.
Every time you like beef. 18. I never let him borrow my stuff. 19. He too good, sir.
He too good, sir. Sir.
20. They the guys like make fun. 21. Hold a knife.
What number then?
21.
Hold a knife.
22. Even Molokai plenty wild dogs again. 23. The food quite ono.
24.
John, he too bad, sirfa.
This morning talk already, yeah?
Different.
Four.
25. I was gonna take the custard back in the garage. 26. For days the water went trip inside the bathroom. 27. My mother no like for. 28. Roger guy's going to go home now. 29. She put sugars in my coffee. 30. Don't forget to tell me everything what she said. 31. No shame you have.
say no shame you get then. Okay.
32. You like want me to open your beer? 33.
Who? The dead one only once.
The tap will drip all day. No.
There's a lot of weird
different ways of saying.
Yeah. This one no. Test 4. Yeah. Power. Yeah. Test 4 is over. But you gotta do one more.
Yep, one more in there.
Not test, but so anything you wanna say about the test? You think?
Yeah, some of the way they talk, I guess.
Different.
Yeah.
Hard to understand.
No. Some of the words, the wording, the way they put them, different. You gotta use bin more inside.
Yeah, certain ones you think wrong though. It's just
off, wrong. Off, right off the wall. Yeah. Don't make sense, just like that.
Yeah. It's possible.
If you're gonna talk to a guy like that, or. It's too much, just like some part.
Hey, your name is what? Edwin.
Edwin.
E-D-W-I-N. Edwin.
Abordo.
Your middle name is?
No more.
Just Edwin Abordo. get another Edwin in. Yeah. Somebody else get Edwin too.
Yeah. I think the one on the boat was Edwin.
Oh, that was Edwin.
I think so.
That's you, as a junior.
The junior, yeah. I think he was.
The father is Dr. Edwin too then.
Edward, yeah.
Oh, Edward, but he's an Edwin, but he called him junior anyway.
I think so. Oh, no, wait. Edwin. Oh, the girl. The girl was older than him, I think. Oh, one, I don't know which. No. The girl was Edwina. Oh. Something, I don't know. So he became Edward. I don't know what the name is for him.
They're all the same family, they get all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting,
Eddie,
yeah.
Edward, Edward Mark, all of that. Edwina, the girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Edmund, the oldest, I guess. And then get Curtis, they change it to the youngest.
Okay. This is one that kind of, the other thing you want to do is bio data, something, you know, maybe something about you to keep up with us. This is for our files only, just so that we know that kind. I think you filled out one like this before too.
I don't remember.
on the old tape that they were asking, you know, little questions, stuff like that. Basically, if you don't want
to... I don't know how to write that.
If some stuff are a little too private and you don't want to say, then we can just leave it out. But as much as possible, we want to complete something like that. And that way, it makes the work more legitimate that there is a person, you know, that we know that kind of...
Go ahead.
Where were you born?
Honolulu, Hawaii.
In Honolulu?
Yeah. Probably Kahuku.
Probably. Think Kahuku.
Yeah. Kahuku Hospital.
Kahuku had a hospital there?
Tripla.
Huh?
I think it was Tripla.
Oh, it was Tripla.
Kahuku. Mm. That used to be Tripla or something. I don't know.
Date of birth.
12/13/42.
And where do you work?
Right now, Wayne's Carpet and self-employed.
Wayne's Carpet?
Yeah.
And yourself, and self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and your job?
Installing flooring.
And how long have you worked at Wayne's Carpet again?
Wayne's Carpet about 2 years now.
And then before that you were self-employed?
Yeah.
You just did the jobs on your own kind?
For?
I mean, whoever you
companies,
work. Companies, yeah. Okay. Let's see, if unemployed, what was your last job? What is your first language, you think?
Me? American.
English must be
English.
Okay. Do you know any other languages or dialects?
Not full knowledge, no.
No, even part knowledge. That's okay.
Again, short words and stuff like that.
Or phrases like that.
Yeah.
Like what?
Some Filipino, some Hawaiian, maybe Japanese. I can sing for you. In Japanese.
Sure. Well, you know Japanese
song.
Where you learn that song?
Huh? Tange says in Toyotiera. I used to go watch Samurai.
Oh, yeah. For downtown.
Yeah. Man. Spanish, Filipino, same thing, so.
Mm. When did you first hear pigeon?
Huh?
When did you first hear pigeon?
When I was about, three months old, I think.
Yeah. Now I know you're joking, I was about 3 months
old. Oh, you know you were joking, that's what we real.
You can remember
well,
that.
Since
you
I was
can...
born, I guess.
Oh, okay, 6 years old.
I was brought up with that.
When did you first use pigeon? This, I guess, same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, when I went start talking. Eh?
Okay, where did you go to school? Elementary school?
Elementary.
Yeah.
Started Kailua. Went to Waimanalo, Manoa, Royal, Liki Liki.
Plenty anyway. Oh, yeah. You're not the only one, though. The other people we interviewed too. Yeah. Oh, one is on.
That's how I can get along with local people too, because I've been all different districts, you know, not you one district, and I close off to everybody.
I guess so. You have to get along.
Yeah, you? So you learn all different. Different.
Licky Licky, is that the last one?
No. But, well, all in mix up order. The first one I went was okay, Kailua,
uh-huh.
Then Waimanalo,
uh-huh.
Then Royal,
uh-huh.
Then Liki Liki, uh-huh. Then Manoa.
Is this what?
Then back to Waimanalo.
Oh, back to Waimanalo,
yeah.
This is what, grades 1 through 8?
1 to 6. Before intermediate.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no more space for intermediate. They don't put intermediate.
Yeah. Intermediate was up there in 7th. Yeah. Then change up to high school, I think.
Yeah, 7th. So 7, 8, 9, where you went. Intermediate.
Stevenson.
Stevenson.
And Central.
Central. Man, you went to a lot of schools, yeah? Is it because your family moved or because you just went to
the
school?
No, they moved.
After you get kicked out?
No.
And then you went to high school?
No.
So you finished what?
Only ninth grade. Waimanalo, I finished the ninth grade. So I'm grade school and then go to Waimanalo. The last part. When Waimanalo started, second, and then I went up after
Stevenson and
Central.
Grade,
yeah.
Then you went back to Waimanalo.
Yeah.
Huh?
Ninth grade.
Okay. Oh, that was the number six over here then.
Mm-hmm.
This is ninth grade. Oh, okay. Well, that's when you went back to Waimanalo.
Mm-hmm. So about 3 months before that, I quit school.
Okay.
But they didn't pass me. Yeah.
So your highest grade level completed was 9th, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, area where you live now, is it Haiku, yeah?
Haiku.
Other areas or islands where you have lived?
Me?
Yeah. Where you live on? You live all these different places.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, was Kailua, I guess?
No,
you never lived in Kailua?
Manawili.
Mostly with Waimanalo.
Mm-hmm. Back and forth, yeah.
So you went back and forth between what, Manawili and Waimanalo?
No, Waimanalo and all over town.
All over town. Okay, and then?
Where the schools was, that's the district south leader. Like Manoa was living, Manoa.
Uh-huh.
Stevenson, I was living in Papakolea.
Uh-huh. Then, then you ended up in Waimanalo, yes?
Back again, yeah.
Yeah. Then, from Waimanalo, then you went to the mainland.
While I was living in Waimanalo, I went away for 1 year, yeah.
1 year. 1 year. And then you came back, and then you live in Waimanalo again.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you moved here.
Yeah, I was living all over too, though. Okay. You know, the streets, or living with people like that. Kalama Valley, or living downtown, Kanuki, all over.
Okay.
Then back to Waimanalo again.
And then?
Oh, I was Kaneohe for a while when I got married.
Uh-huh. This is getting confusing. I'll just put Kaneohe.
You can redo them and release it to the
paper. Yeah. Then Maui.
Mm-hmm.
Then
no, from Kaneohe to Waimanalo.
Yeah, then.
That's when we had the fight and to land and all that. And then I came to Maui.
Then Maui. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you were not born here, at what age did you arrive? So how old were you when you came here?
Maui.
Yeah, 19.
77, that would be about 35, I think.
Wow. Oh, that's right. Well, the 1977, that was the year he came. I'll just put it right here. But, oh, well, what year did you write here? 1977, I guess. I can figure out the age. What language or languages did you speak at home growing up?
Mostly English. In fact, English. English, broken English.
Well, what languages do you speak at home now? Well, now.
English.
Okay.
English.
Do you ever speak pidgin at work? This is just the kind of thing.
The way I talk, I guess so.
What about at church? If you go.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. Do you speak pidgin at family gatherings?
Yes.
Social events?
Yes.
Community events?
Yes.
For shopping?
Yes.
And in sports?
Yes.
So all over.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how for talk any other language. Mm. I mean, like in good English.
Okay. Do you ever speak standard English at work?
Standard?
Yeah.
Yeah, English standard, as regular English.